Sean, your first defeat as a head coach. How do you sum up that afternoon?
Frustrating. I didn't think we didn't play well enough, so I think you've got to take that on the chin. We started slowly, and credit to Rochdale. They did, they've done their homework on us and made it really difficult for us to get any rhythm into our play. We often puffed, but didn't really do enough. I said to them afterwards, we can have these type of games. Can we get a result? Whether it's a draw, or can we nick a win? So we've got a little bit, be a little bit more resilient when things don't go our way.
Those first 10 seconds almost seemed to be an indication of the afternoon that was to come, wasn't it? No, Taylor giving it away, Henderson nipping in a chip, which Etheridge had to tip over the bar. Not long later, they took the lead.
It was a poor decision, I said afterwards, and it's a difficult one because obviously off the back of 3 wins they're confident. You don't want to knock people's confidence, and then but with confidence comes, a little bit of, I suppose, complacency, and you don't really know when that's going to creep in. And I said to them before, it's going to be, we're all guilty of it. We're not going to stop it. We're just going to make sure that we recognise it and try and nip it in the bud. But that probably stood the pattern of the game was probably set from that first incident. We've sort of gambled a little bit by playing two forwards, and we didn't really get the ball in good enough areas for them to capitalise. And when we did, people were offside or the ball ran out of play. And even though they were the good decisions in the sense the right balls to play, I think then the crowd get a little bit apprehensive, and that feeds onto the player, so it's an ever decreasing circle. So no, it's showed our frailties, and nobody got carried away with 3 wins, so we're not really going to get carried away with a home defeat.
Yeah, well, how do you react to that then?
Same way as you react to three winning 3 games, plant your feet firmly on the floor and nail them down, and just go and look at the game for what it is. I said after the Peterborough game, we could have come off that game losing 2-0, and I'd still been delighted with the performance. And if we'd have won this game 2-0, I probably wouldn't have been delighted with the performance. I think you've got to be consistent in what you tell the players and what you say to the players. We've manipulated the system a couple of times just to see if we can provide a spark. And they're an honest bunch, and they don't need me telling that they've not played well enough. But we needed something out on the pitch, and Tom's just coming back from fitness, so I didn't want to risk him too long in heavy conditions. And Rico's the same, so at least we got them pair on the pitch, and they're both feeling fine. So that stands us in good stead for the coming games.
You mentioned Tom. You mentioned the two up front. You went with Cook and Lalkovic again. Surely the most disappointing aspect of the afternoon is the fact that no shots on target.
I think that's credit to Rochdale. They penned us in our own half, and we what we can't be is unpredictable. If teams think, well, yeah, they're always going to try and pass through midfield and pass from the back, and then we've got two forwards on the pitch, so we've got to be a little bit more unpredictable than what we were, and that'll take time. And like I said, teams are going to come now and probably look at that video and go, this is maybe a way to play against Walsall. So I've got to be, that's what I would be doing if I was, in another manager's shoes. So we've got to be conscious of that and try and be a little bit better.
Just very finally, your first defeat as head coach, a big week or two to bounce back now at Brentford in the Cup and then going up to Bury as well. We'll tell you a lot about the squad the first time you'll have seen how they react to a defeat.
I've seen them before, to be honest. I've watched them getting beat here and watch the next game, so I've no doubt. I think sometimes results hide a myriad of things, and we could have a great result next week. Does that mean we've bounced back? You'll see them bounce back on Monday morning when they come in and want to look at the game and want to look at what they can do to do better, and what things they did well and we need to keep. So I don't think it just relies on what happens on a Saturday afternoon. That's what we get judged on, but football's a little bit more complicated than that.
Thank you, Sean.